spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Ching Hai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring baked apples and savory pancakes.
Okay guys, today we have savory pancakes and roasted apples, okay? Baked apple, roasted apple if you like. For that, it's very easy to do. We have a couple of apples, any apples, yeah? Cooking apples or eating apples is fine. And some raisins, yeah, dried raisins. That is for the dessert. And for savory pancakes, we have some mushrooms, two tomatoes, and we have some homemade olives, organic for my garden. And of course we have like ground black pepper, coriander powder, some maggi or soy sauce, a little salt, and a tin of baked beans, vegetarian. Okay. For the pancakes, I mix here around 500 grams of wholemeal flour. Yes. One of your brother has helped me to beat it into smooth batter. It's wonderful. And a pinch of salt.
And 1.5 liter
of soya milk. And we beat it up already. Now let it stand for a while. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I have also like 100 grams of vegan cheese. Yes. That's what we're going to mix with the baked beans for the pancake. The mushroom and tomatoes will be also for pancakes. Yeah, okay. Now we're going to do it. We can prepare first the apple. Or we can do first the pancakes and do the apple meanwhile. What do you think? Do apple first, hey? What do you say?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
because
master.
Of pancakes, you have to always watch it, you see? Yeah. So we do the apple, we prepare it like usual. You just very simply cut it into a ring, yeah? Into half inches thick ring, like that. You know my cooking is simple, right? Everything simplified to the minimum. Okay, we ring the apple then. And of course you can use special knife. We use this special knife to wring out the inner core of the apple so that it won't be too hard. But we don't have to do that. You can also bake it and cut it on the tape. Or you can use a normal knife. You don't have, just use a normal knife, wring around it. Yeah? So you don't have to buy a lot of things in order to cook. Actually, cooking is very simple. Right, so stop. We leave it there. Continue with the others. Huh? See, I can use this knife. See how perfect? No need this even. But I'm just telling you, you can use all kinds of things. When you want to cook well, if you have good instruments, like everything else, it's quicker and better. Otherwise, we can improvise. See? But, see, it's good to have all kind of instruments, but if you don't have, you improvise. It's better for your IQ, huh? That's all. Okay? So we should train ourselves to do things with the minimum possible instruments. First, we don't have a lot of clutter in the house. Second, save a lot of money. Third, save a lot of washing. And save washing means also save water, energy, and also the bill. That's the reason I don't have a lot of stuff. Yeah? You can. And if you already have, then use them. You see, for the apple, we grease the baking dish with some vegan butter. You don't have any instrument to grease your baking tray, you can just use a tissue, kitchen towel or facial tissue to dip into the butter and smear it around. That should be fine too. See, it's perfect. Yeah. Okay. That was vegan butter. I hope you know. I think you do. And now, just lay your tray with the apple. You can have bigger tray, huh? But this I made for individual enjoyment, like just for one person. So you can use a small tray like this. If it doesn't go in the tray, you can cut it into half to fit it in those corners, yeah? It's legal, okay? I don't think anybody say anything. Is it legal, yeah?
Yes.
There you are. We just fill the tray with apple. And then put a little bit of raisin on top. Just a handful of raisin on top of it. Hey, you, not for you now, later. Solo, I promise. And a handful of raisin on top of the apple. Mm-hmm. All around, you know, on top of the tray. Don't matter. Okay. And then the rest of the apple on top. So easy, no? If it's too small, the apple, you can have one more. Okay, after the last of the apple slice are on top of the others, you spray a little bit more raisin on top. Okay, yeah. All right, it's just a very simple version. It's not much to do, really. It's just that, apple and raisin. Then, of course, you can allow yourself with some cinnamon later. Hmm? Then you can put syrup on top or sugar and bake it for like 20 minutes. See, this is very good stuff. Made in Taiwan. But I'm sure you can order. Wow, it's all in Taiwanese. This is like a fruity syrup. It's made of cornstarch. Actually, can you believe it? It's wonderful. Completely vegan, non-violent. Wonderful things. Okay, you just squeeze it on top of the apples. A little bit aside if you want, but when they melt, they're going to spread around as well. Okay. If you don't want it too sweet, don't squeeze a lot. Yeah, I can't wait already. Mouth watering stuff. That should be enough. You know, several squeeze each. And later on, you can put this on the table. If it's not sweet enough, you can always add it on. And you put cinnamon on the table to add to it for flavor. Okay, that company is called Sunlight Fructose. And the telephone number is, of course there's a telephone number in Taiwan, is 00886. And the number is 049-225-0809. And there's a fax number, 049-225-0565. In case you want to order or you want to buy something from them, that is good. It's really from the corn. So it will be no violence involved. I'm glad that you can find such thing. We're trying to make some more fruity sugar later on. Hmm? This is how your baked apple will look like. Now I'm going to put it in the oven. It will be cooked like 20 minutes. You see, we can put in a little bit of water for the moisture. Okay, like a couple of tablespoons on each. That should be plenty already. And if you see that they are too dry or something, you can always add more water. While the apple is baking, we prepare the savory pancake. Okay. Just chop the tomatoes at random so that we're going to cook it. Penis size is fine. Cubic, you know. Cook the mushroom as well. Leave it in here together. We're going to saute it. Yeah. For the mushroom, of course we have to prepare some spice and seasoning, eh? And 2 tablespoons of maggi, or 3 is fine. 2 to 3 tablespoons. And a little salt, so that we don't have to use too much maggi. Yeah, just a little bit. Also, it deepens the taste. It's good also. Yeah. Right. Then we have a dash of ground black pepper. I put it in like 1 flat teaspoon, more or less. Depends on your taste. And we also put in like a coriander seed powder. Also another teaspoon flat. I don't use a teaspoon to measure, but I know what it is, so you use a teaspoon, right? To make sure. This seasoning, we set it aside, huh? And then later we will put it on. Okay. Now we prepare the mushroom first, huh? Put it in a pan, yeah, or in a pot. Saute it for a few minutes, and it should be right already. Okay, and you see, this is the organic olive that we prepare from the garden. Long time already. The hard nut of the olive, put it away, and use the flesh of the olive, and chop it small, and mix together with the mushroom and tomatoes for a more exotic taste. You can buy them in the supermarket, it's easier. Hmm? If you have olive, of course you can do it yourself. You can learn it from the internet, how to make it. There are many ways to make it. And there's one way to make the olive immediately available for use without bitterness, is to dry it up. You can put it in the oven to dry it for a while, not like maybe 150, 250 Celsius, and let it roast it in the oven for a while, maybe 10, 15 minutes, depends. And then when they come out, they will be all wrinkled and dry, and the bitterness is gone. You can use it immediately. That's my secret, I told you. Try it. All right, we will have like 2 tablespoonfuls or 3 tablespoons of chopped olive, yeah? You just chop it into very fine substance. Chop it fine. And then mix it together with the mushroom. Or add it on later, don't matter. As long as they mix together. It's better you chop the olives very fine, eh? So that spread all over in the mushroom filling. We're going to use the mushroom to fill the pancake, make it savory and comfy. Okay, very fine now. See, so this is your filling. Mm-hmm. Around 10 mushrooms, 2 tomatoes, several spoons of finely chopped olives, and you'll be wide awake. Good. I'm going to cook the mushroom first, eh? And also prepare for the pancake meanwhile. We can do it all at the same time, or one at a time, depends on your cooker or your time. Now I'm going to cook the mushroom in here, and put the pancake in there. Yes, and also warm up the beans and vegan cheese meanwhile. You can do all that. For the mushroom, the pan is heated, so we're going to put in a couple of tablespoon or cooking spoon. Mm-hmm. 1.5 cooking spoon of olive oil. Organic, eh? You know already, right? This for my garden. And let it heat up. At home, it's better maybe you cook one thing at a time, okay? Yeah. We throw all this in there. Simple cooking is the best. And nutritious. So we're gonna let it saute in there. For maybe 5 minutes. That's all we need. Right. Don't put any water in your mushroom thing, okay? Now, we open this can. Put it in the pot to warm it up. Warm it up slowly this time. On very slow heat. Yeah. And then later, when it's already warm up, you put the bacon cheese in the last minute. Right now, I let it warm up slowly. See, it's not like we can cook everything together in one go because sometimes the cooker is too slow for some different cooking purposes, so then you have to wait. Mmm, yeah, so nice, no?
Yes.
Okay. It's a little bit evenly fried already. Can we eat it a little bit longer or not? No, it depends. Yeah. It's so good. Yeah. I think I'll wait a couple more minutes. Meanwhile, the other pan is heating up. We put 1 tablespoon each time for 1 pancake. Yeah. You see, when the mushroom has already become very hot and steamy, that is good enough. I change it to the other one. So that was right. Okay, and I wait for the pan to heat up. Now we are going to add the spices, condiments. The thing that we prepare, yeah, before, and stir it up very well. You see, the black pepper is a must for very nice and tasty stuff. Wow. It's beautiful already. Okay. Don't cook too long. This should be enough already. I'm gonna turn it off. Put it aside somewhere. If you want to cook further, then you have to simmer it. Yeah? You can cook it softer, of course. Huh? Right. Now, we're going to put the pancake mixture in there. Right. After you let the pancake batter stand in around for a while, it will become more smooth and perhaps if it's too thick, you can always add a little bit more soy milk, eh? I think this should be alright for me. Okay, we pour in 1 liter of butter. Yeah. And spread it evenly on the pan. Like the way you make pancake, you know that already. Just spread it evenly. Yeah, right. give it there. And when one side is already golden brown, you turn to the other side, and that's it. Very simple. I mix a lot because my house is big, but you don't have to. You see this already golden on one side like that? And we turn it to the other side, you see? And the mushroom is ready. The beans is also boiling up a little bit. We have to turn it low, so it doesn't boil so fast. So that one third of the heat, yeah? Now we can put the
vegan
cheese in already.
See, I'm trying to cook everything at one time. That's why it's a little bit crowded. But you don't have to. You can cook all the pancake first and leave it there. And then warm the beans. Yeah. And then I cook the mushroom. But I can do it all at once. Because I like it that way. I like to busy myself. Okay, now I put 100 grams of vegan cheese in that baked beans already. We leave it there simmering again, huh? Remember, just simmer, no boiling. Okay, this pancake is done, I think. We can wait a little bit longer. This side is not really done yet, so it's fine. Good. Just this one cooker, you see, is very slow. And when you want to cook many things at one, it's just a little bit slow. Okay, I change it to the other one, which is harder. It's quicker, like that. Okay. And we wait for it to cook. I mix a lot because my family is big. But you don't have to do 500 grams.
Of wholemeal flour.
Yeah, you can do half of it. One third, a quarter, depends on how many people you want. For this we have a lot, you know, like 20 pancakes at least. Wow, it's nice. Alright, and the vegan cheese and bean is simmering well. And that is good. Okay, now we need to put something on the table already.
See, the mushroom and the beans is done, so I transfer them into two bowls like that. This is my very simple oven. If you can buy this stuff, it's very good. You see, there's only 3-4 kind, you know. This is for toasting, and one is for lower, and one is for upper, and one for both upper and lower level. And that's just minute, you see. For this oven, you warm it up like 5-10 minutes in advance, and you put it in for 20 minutes, and your apple raising will be done. Very simple one. This is the best for beginner. Cheers.
Cheers, Master. Another drink with cucumber.
This is nice for appetizer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like it really.
German cooking.
German?
Cooking.
Uh-huh.
It's like young cucumber, pickle.
Pickle
cucumber, yeah. Is it nice?
Mm-hmm. With the non-alcoholic beer,
yeah.
Yes.
This is nice. Shandy. Half beer, half lemonade, yeah?
Ah.
You can, of course, drink beer pure, you know? It's for the guy who loved the beer so much.
The cucumbers. And what are these, Master? I cannot wait. Sorry.
Go ahead. You can either have mushroom, tomato and olives, or you can have beans with vegan cheese.
Oh.
Fill it in and wrap it up and eat it.
Can I try both?
Yes, sure. But not at one time, eh? Yeah. You could, of course, you can try both in one. Why not? I try the cheese.
Yes. Looks so nice.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. It smells good too. The dogs like it too.
They will have a little.
That's their favorite food, actually.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the apples are done, you see?
Uh-huh.
While we're eating this, the apple is doing well. Just wrap it, eh? And then, bon appetit.
Bon appetit. Merci beaucoup.
Please pray before we eat, eh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pray in your heart.
Yes.
Thank you and all. Thank God and thank the heaven. Thank the angel.
I pray for you, Master.
Oh, you're welcome. Good?
Mm-hmm. Heavenly food.
Yeah?
Yes.
Heavenly food?
Yes.
Oh. How you say that in Hungary?
Menyei.
Menyei?
Yes.
Menyei means what?
Meny
men?
Means heaven.
Heaven?
Yes. Menyei étel.
Menyei étel.
Uh-huh. Oh. Étel is the food.
Oh, heavenly food.
Yes.
Thank you. It tastes that good, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I really like the cheese and the bean, and together it's delicious.
Perfect, yeah.
It's really good, Master.
Have you cooked like this before?
No, never.
Never?
I really like it.
I'm glad. Very simple, just a pancake and filling.
This is a normal pancake?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, without eggs.
With no eggs, no milk. Uh-huh. Vegan pancake.
Ah. Really good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you like it. I know it's good. And then you try the mushroom next, okay?
Okay.
Get mushroom and tomatoes and olives and condiments.
Okay. I tried another one.
You finished the bean already? You're quite good.
I mean,
you enjoy it, huh?
Yes.
Good.
And
now try the mushroom.
This will be good, sir.
Mm-hmm. If you roll it like this, it's easy. You need some more spice or maybe or anything?
No.
Just perfect as it?
Different, but yes, it's really good.
Good enough?
Mm-hmm.
No need
more spicier.
Yeah? Could be spicier?
No.
It's different.
Than the bean. Köszönöm, Mester.
Köszönöm?
Köszönöm, Mester.
Oh.
It means thank you, Master.
Köszönöm, Master. Okay.
Yes.
How you say you're welcome?
Szívesen.
Szívesen?
Yes.
Szívesen.
And szívesen is from the heart. Szívesen. Yes.
Szívesen.
Yes.
With my heart.
Yes. And not only the food, Master, but the candles. Everything is perfect. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's for a romantic couple, you see?
Yes.
They don't have to spend a fortune to be in a romantic mood. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Don't have to spend a lot. These are nothing really, you know, right? Pancakes and beans and vegan cheese and mushroom and apple.
Yes.
This for dessert. Perfect, no?
Yes. I cannot wait for this.
Okay, let's finish one.
It was really good, Master. Thank you. And now?
I'm glad. We have to eat the apple now. You can eat the whole thing or not. Yes?
I can.
Oh, sure. Why not? Then try it. That's actually made for individual, you see?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Put a little napkin under that.
What is this black?
It's a raisin.
Ah.
Enjoy.
Thank you, Master.
And then you can take coffee or tea later.
Thank you. It's like honey.
Really good?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not made with honey.
Yes.
Made with just fruity syrup.
Uh-huh.
This syrup is made from cornstarch.
Mm-hmm. So animal-free.
Animal-free and also plant-free. Fruity, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They good?
Really good. Thank you, Master.
I'm glad you like it. Good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Just apple and raisin and a little of syrup. So simple, no?
Yes, cool. But I can eat this kind of stuff for a week.
Yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all you will have then today.
Thank you for being with us today for a gift of love. Simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Up next is Good People, Good Works right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May you continue to enjoy many more compassionate meals with loved ones.